Welcome to Education Currents, a show designed to provide current educational news and commentary from a Christian worldview. The greatest resource any community has is its children. And by providing for them the best possible education, we are providing for ourselves and future generations. Join us as we explore the latest social and political issues surrounding education. Here are your hosts, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here with Sydney Tooley, and we're going to talk about a recent trip you took. First of all, let's set the background. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what school you go to and how it led up to this experience.
Okay. My name is Sydney Tooley, and I go to Southern Adventist University, and I'm a film student, and I'm studying to be a film director, so yay, that's exciting. And this trip, I always, as a kid, wanted to be a missionary. I don't know, because my dad and my whole family went to Africa, and I always wanted to do that, but I thought it wasn't in the stars for me, so I didn't. But a friend had come back from Bolivia over spring break, and she's telling me about her experience, and I'm going, I want to go. I want to go out. And so I was looking online at the trips we had, and there was a really short two-week trip we could take with our art department, and I said, cool, it's Tunisia, let's go. It's only 2 weeks, and I signed up for it. I didn't know where Tunisia was.
Okay, so where is Tunisia?
Tunisia's at the tip of Africa, so North Africa, it's right across from Italy, and it's pretty small.
What kind of people make it up?
It's pretty much Arabic. It has a lot of Italian and French influence. They speak Arabic and French there. It's a Muslim community. So it's they have the five calls to prayer every day. And so you could wake up at 4 and hear them calling.
So when you told your parents that you had made this decision, what was their reaction?
Well, I don't think they knew where Tunisia was either because...
But it had been in the news just prior to that.
Yeah, but they didn't look it up until I said I was going there. And then Dad posted on my Facebook, well, hey, look, they just got attacked. I was like, well, maybe we're not going. I don't know if we're going now. And so we'd gotten the news of that attack at the Bardo Museum there, and we were going to be staying 20 minutes from there. I didn't know that at the time because I didn't know where Tunisia was. So... But that was actually exciting for me because they had attacked there. And while very sad, I was excited because we were going into what we call our 1040 window. And that was kind of in the back of my mind, goal to go there.
Now, 1040, what does that mean?
It's that uncharted window that, I don't know, I guess.
That is mainly predominantly Muslim or Islam?
Yeah. It's the danger zone, I guess, that a lot of people don't go into. It's the one where they haven't been ministered to the most.
So as the trip gained, it became closer, what did you have to do to prepare for it?
We had an orientation for a weekend. And then, I don't know, I guess it didn't really hit that we were going at all. I went and got different clothes so I could go there because it was going to be really hot and it was summer there. And last time they went, it was like 120 degrees, but it's dry heat, so it was great. So I went and got clothes for that. And I don't know, I didn't think about it very much. I'm just like, we're going to Tunisia.
Yeah. So yeah. When you go to some place like this that's pretty close to Christianity, how do you really do a mission trip? I mean, what are the goals?
Well, we couldn't call it a mission trip because of the attacks and because of we could get targeted as a group. So it was a really small group. There was like six of us that went from Southern. And so we'd had in our orientation, you shouldn't talk about Jesus because they don't really believe that. And if you go up against them, they've memorized the Quran. You can't go to battle with them on that front. So just don't. We were like, okay. But what we were doing more was ministering through... They assume we're Christians because we're white and because I'm blonde and I have blue eyes. So I'm very Christian to them. And so they just said, you know, we're just ministering through, like, they're learning who you are. We're just making relationships with them and just learning about their community. And that was all we were doing, is just breaking into, like, weird people, their people, We're just connecting on a personal level.
Now, that kind of brings to mind, what is a missionary? I mean, a missionary, we always thought, went, you know, with a Sabbath school role and showed pictures of Jesus. But now you're going on a mission trip and you're not supposed to talk about Christianity.
Yeah. It was interesting because we worked with Beyond Walls. And what Beyond Walls does is we go and we paint just big walls in different places. And last year when they went, they painted one on the highway, which is a really big wall. And it started because there was a Catholic, these Catholic nuns were at a certain place, and then they had the Muslim people who were taking care of the kids in the same type of place. And when they had randomly asked for them to paint a mural on a wall, and so they said, okay. And the Muslim and the Catholic women actually ended up painting together, and the pastor came out and said they never talk to each other. They hate each other, let alone laughing and painting together. And so Beyond Walls was born. And what we do is now we go out and paint walls and we go beyond the wall to make relationships in that community.
Beyond Walls. Now, does Beyond Walls have a website that our listeners can go to?
Yes, I think you can go to beyondwalls.com. I think that's what it is. I'd have to double check that.
Beyondwalls.com. Well, you can Google Beyond Walls.
Yeah, you can
Google Beyond Walls. It's a great idea, Beyond Walls. So before you went there, was it already predetermined what kind of picture you would be doing?
We didn't see the mural until we got there. We had another orientation that was very tediously long at 6:45 in the morning the day we got there.
Oh, so 6:45 your time or 6:45 their time?
Their time, which would be 5 hours forward. Yeah. And so it would have been
late. Like in the afternoon, your time?
It would have been in the morning here. So for U.S. time, it would have been 1 a.m., and for us, it was...
Oh, yeah, you probably would feel quite tedious.
Yeah, like, and the guy had a really nice voice, so you just kind of try to listen.
So this orientation, when you got there, was it done by someone from Southern University?
I know it was done by the Beyond Walls.
Okay.
The person who runs it. And we met them the day before, and then we slept, and then we got up and we did this orientation for, like, actually being here now. We're actually here. What should you say? What should you not say? What is the culture like practically for us? Because what they told us in the orientation at Southern was good, but they didn't tell us, like, how to react, where the boundaries are with different people.
Okay,
like,
so how do you react if you see a woman? Did some of them have burkas?
Yeah.
With their faces all covered? How could you even begin to communicate or build a relationship with someone like that?
It was interesting. One of the girls that worked with us, who works with there, she was a very strict Muslim. She wore the hijab, which is the headscarf, and she wore the sleeves all the way to the wrists and dressed down to the ankles. And it was interesting, but she's a girl like we are. And so, you know, like, we just connected like girls do. We just talk, and it was interesting to connect with them like that, because we just talked about, like, how do you guys date in this place? And then what happens if you want to marry that person? And then are you dating? And then how do you date in America? And, you know, and so that's how we connected with them.
So how does she date?
Well, it depends on who you're talking to. Some of them are very, I'm going to do what I want, and they can. Tunisia is more liberal than most. They're not as strict conservative. But she would be more formal about it, probably. And they would definitely marry into the Muslim culture, and they'd marry another Muslim guy, and the guy has more power. So, it's just interesting.
Yeah, so there's not the Taliban there beating people up if they're not.
Tunisia is a very touristy place, which is why the recent attacks have been happening. They're attacking the tourists and the economy and the culture, and the economy is run by the tourists. And so if they get rid of the tourists, there's no economy, and Tunisia falls. So that's why they're having problems now.
So you're at this orientation, and you've just been told what you're going to paint. What were you going to paint?
We were painting a very flowy mural of... It was like blue and green and purple and all these different colors, and it was going to just flow across this wall, and then we were going to stencil birds on, and the birds were, there's a lot of birds in Tunisia, like a lot of birds, and so to us the birds were like freedom for them, and where we were painting was at an orphanage, so it was like symbolizing the freedom of these kids to do well later, and that they could be, they were going to be okay in that community.
And where did they get the paint? Beyond the Walls furnished the paint for you? And
yeah, Beyond Walls went and got the paint for us, and we just got to the wall and they brought it in.
Well, we have to take a break right here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about that first day. We'll be right back. You've been listening to Education Currents. Be sure to like us on our Education Currents Facebook page and consider joining MRG Media in this radio ministry. You can call us anytime at 301-824-3162. That's 301-824-3162. Or write to MRG Media at P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. That's P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783.
Hi, I'm Joy Michaels. Welcome to Heartbeat. Ever had to keep news to yourself that just seemed utterly impossible to hold in? For me, it was easier not to know a precious secret because an impulse to shout the news would quickly overcome me. So it is with the news of God's great love. There's no reason why I should keep this life-changing message of hope and peace to myself. I've learned that the most effective way to transmit such a great message of hope is just to let it out. If you've experienced the amazing gift of God's love, then shout it out. Let the world know that you've been changed by the God of the universe. Heartbeat is brought to you by the Salvation Army.
Long ago, when all of the sea was fresh water, two giants went out to fish. They thought they'd caught a huge fish. When they pulled it up, it turned out to be a curious grinding machine that would grind out anything they asked for. Soon they began to quarrel and rock about in the boat as to whose machine it should be. One of the giants screamed, "Grind salt!" And the grinder began to grind salt, and he grabbed a fistful and threw it in the eyes of the other giant. This made the other giant fall backwards, knocking the boat over, and the machine went to the bottom of the sea and continued grinding out salt, for there was no one to stop it. That's why we have salty seas today. Hi, I'm Paul Tooley, and I'd like to share an education moment with you. Just like that grinding machine, progressive thought is destroying American education today. It doesn't have anyone to tell it to stop. So it keeps grinding out cure after cure because, after all, that's its purpose. So it continues to try to fix things, whether they are broken or not.
This Education Moment has been brought to you by EducationCurrents.com. That's EducationCurrents.com.
Welcome back. I'm here with Sydney Tooley, and she's recently returned from a mission trip to Tunisia. And again, it's been in the news. There's been more attacks on tourists, and I suppose you kind of keep up with that now that you have this connection.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that first day, and you're going out with your paint. Just describe the weather, describe the reaction to the people.
The first day we went out to paint, when probably like day two or three that we were there, and so we went, we'd seen the facility already, we'd met some of the kids, we'd done an orientation with, another orientation, we had like five, with the people there, with the workers, with the other people we were going to be working with, and so we went out the first day, and it's hot. It is very hot there. And so the first day we went out, we played with the kids in the morning because they were going to be there. And we went in to play with the kids, and it was cool because you connect with them on different levels. They can't speak your language, and you can't speak theirs. So we played like tag or mirror game where they would have to mirror what I was doing, and to connect with them on that level was really cool. And by the time we actually started painting, I had like 2 followers with me. And so we ate lunch, and their food is so good. Their food was so good.
Well, tell us a little bit about their food.
Oh, man. They like stuff spicy. I think that's influenced because generally it wasn't spicy and it was influenced from somewhere. But now it's spicy. And I'm a wuss and I don't eat spicy stuff. But they would always have bread, like freshly baked bread at every meal. And you could go out the door in the morning and buy it for 10 cents on the street. And just whole loaves of bread was so good. And they make their own fruit juice for every meal for us, so that was cool. We'd had strawberry juice and watermelon juice, and that was cool. And then they eat a lot of salad. They always have a salad. And then sometimes it was pasta. Sometimes it was couscous. That's one of the things they liked. The Egyptian beans, those were good. They just had a lot of different
stuff. It sounds like it was vegetarian.
Yeah, they had both vegetarian and non-vegetarian options for us. So I'm a vegetarian, but I did try their chicken. It was very good. But all their food was just amazing. And the kitchen staff there was just great. Like, they were
So you ate at the orphanage?
Yeah.
Now, did this orphanage have to make the arrangements for Beyond Walls?
No, the orphanage was run by the government. It was run by the government, and so we had to work. Beyond Walls had to work with getting government approval and approval from them, and they were a little bit skeptical of us when we first got there because they're like, "Oh, these Christians are coming in here." We didn't tell them that we were Christian; they assumed that, and we don't tell them that they're associated with because we're not supposed to be.
Okay.
So Beyond Walls is its own entity. Yeah, maybe.
Our secret will be revealed.
So Beyond Walls is its separate entity, and it had to work with the government to get approval for us to go in and talk with the kids and be there. And so when we first went, everybody really liked us, but the people were skeptical, especially when we started painting. That was funny. The reactions of people when we would go out to paint. This is a big wall, and we're out there painting. It doesn't look like anything. And everybody that would walk by would just give us these weird looks. Painting. It was really cool, because by the end, it was a lot different. But the juxtaposition between, like, what we were seeing at the beginning and then at the end was just crazy. But it was really hot. There was a lot of sun. We went out and painted.
Yeah, so when you're, and as you're painting, then are the orphan children still allowed to come and watch and interact with you?
Some of them could. Some of them would go to school. Some of them they had been working, had actually gone in and been working with some of the kids because they were out of control. Mm. As 10 and 12 year olds who, they don't have either one or both parents. Mm-hmm. They kind of have these social issues. We had one girl there who she'd just take things from you. But she was what we would consider like normal child-like behavior without discipline. So they'd gone in and were working with them. So some of them were allowed to and some of them weren't because of the way they interacted with people. And then, so sometimes they would come out and help us.
So as you develop these relationships with the two younger kids, I know you can't say their names, but were they able to communicate with you at all?
Yeah, by the end, I had 3 little kids, and they were all little boys, all about between ages of 10 and 12, and I don't know, they'd just follow me everywhere, and they'd help me do stuff, and the one kid who was so cute, he was teaching me different words in Arabic. They ended up calling me Lamella, which means like ant, like a bug ant.
Mm-hmm. A bug ant.
Yeah, a bug ant.
Not a relative ant.
Because that was the only word I could remember. Because he would bombard me with 10 words. And then he'd have somebody come over and he'd try and quiz me. And I'm going, I don't know. You just gave me 10 words in Arabic. I can't. Yeah, so, and then one of the boys who was 10 proposed marriage to me, which I thought they were kidding when they told me that. And so the next day we went and saw him, and he'd say, "Sydney," and I'd look at him and be like, "What?" And he'd be like, "And blow me kisses." I'm like, "Dude, he's really cute, cutest kid ever." But yeah, I left him a little box. I think he thinks I'm coming back. I hopefully will come back, but that was exciting.
Yeah, so you can come back in 8 years?
Yeah.
He's 10.
Yeah.
It's always good, you know. I'm interviewing Sydney Tooley, and a few years ago, she was the one I interviewed that was never been kissed.
Yeah.
It was that show. We got a lot of feedback on that. So anyway, we're not going to get sidetracked with that because we're talking about Beyond Walls and your recent experience there. Now, as we come to the close of the show, let's go into what you learned spiritually from that.
Spiritually, I think I had my eyes open because their church there is on fire. And we don't have it here in America. I've never seen a church on fire like that before. And it was this melding pot of just black, white, Arabic, converted Muslim, French, Russian. I mean, it was everybody. You had probably like every kind of person in that church. And it worked. It was just this melding pot of people. And they were all very happy. And it was really hard coming back to America because of... I didn't realize that we had such a problem with
the
racism
Laodicea
here.
Yeah. Discrimination.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, when you talk about church now, not going over as a non-Christian entity, so to speak, but they do have Christian churches there.
Yeah.
But are they suffering any persecution? Do they have to take any precautions or register with the state? Or do you know any of the protocol for that?
Yeah. The church that I went to, and we did have some girls that I'd met, and they had actually converted, and they were persecuted at home for being, converting to Christianity. And so their lives, I still keep up with them, and their home life isn't good, but it was really inspiring to see them go ahead and go through that.
Yeah, persevering in spite of the persecution.
Yep.
It's amazing because we have so many freedoms that we just take for granted here in the United States,
mm-hmm.
that when you see something like that, and any day it can even become more constrained. So as we say goodbye to you, do you have a hope for the future to return? Are you going to connect again with Beyond Walls?
I'm hoping to return next year. They are still planning a trip, even with the attacks. I don't know if Southern will allow us to go mm-hmm. again. I don't know if the world might get too bad by then, but I do plan on going back. I keep up with all my friends there. I saw one of the Beyond Walls people at the general conference session in Texas.
Cool.
And so I'm hoping to keep up with them and go on with them with different projects. So hopefully we'll get to go back next year.
Well, thank you so much for spending this time with us. Thank you, our listening audience that was so quiet here. It's great recording in front of a live audience. And we just have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Education Currents, a production of MRG Media Ministries. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.